This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
I don't get into this to make fun of this person because they've made themselves the victims, but they're not the victims. They're the Hollywood ruling elite. And the transgenderism is an attack on the family. It's meant to sexualize children and screw them up. And it makes no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, that this comes directly out of Hollywood. Dr. Kim Schott, please. Inna Fried. Is that how you pronounce it? Inna Fried. Now, when I read this person's bio the other day, the crew thought I was joking. Early life, played the son of Rocky in Rocky III and played children up until the time he was 25 or so in Hollywood playing a child. I bet all the tea in China that we've got a victim here. But a lot of victims turn into Renfields, familiars. And again, I've explained how this works. So this individual is a key liaison helping run censorship with Google and others. They always use outside media. Chief technology correspondent for Axios. Senior editor, Recode. Senior editor, All Things Digital, senior writer, CNET, goes on, formerly a man. You cannot find the name of what he was. He is still biologically a man. He even talks like one. But I wanted to play this bizarre Sundar piece, and then I wanted to read. Every comment is negative about it on YouTube. Every comment says, is this the Twilight Zone? And again, the person's trying to be shocking, trying to be the center of attention. And talking about Islamophobes, you would be dead in 2 minutes in Somalia. You'd last 20 minutes in Saudi Arabia. You would last 5 minutes in northern Sudan. You would last 10 minutes in Libya. You would not last an hour in Baghdad. So it's this thing of like gushing over it. And then, of course, there's all these Muppets. I don't see Elmo on there. Elmo creator got busted, or the guy that does the voice of Elmo actually got busted as a pedophile, but no big deal. Oh, lots of little Muppets and a pretty mommy. That's how he sees himself, as a nice mommy. Well, let's play mommy, because you're not just a child actor star now that played a child after you weren't a child. And all those child stars that hung out at Michael Jackson's house. Wonder if you ever did. We're investigating. I bet you did, but it's not just that. No. It's more, isn't it? Let's roll the tape.
Maybe a good place to start is YouTube, and obviously it comes up a lot. What goes through your mind when you watch a video like the recent one? You had this teenager who had appeared to be donning Muslim garb, spewing a lot of anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic, homophobic hate. What goes through your mind when you see a video like that and see that it's gotten 350,000 views?
You know, I don't know all the details of this specific video, but in general, look, I mean, all of us, none of us want harmful content on our platforms. I think last quarter alone, we removed 9 million videos from the platform. More recently, we have introduced, just like today, we do this in search. We rank content based on quality. And so we're bringing that same notion and approach to YouTube so that we can rank higher quality stuff better and really prevent borderline content.
By the way, hit pause. We're going to come back and play the rest of this. You'll know what the borderline contents mean, but, oh, this person with Sundar up lying to us on HBO, that's quality. No one wants to watch it. It got 50-1 downvotes. Every comment hates you. This is quality content for you. You will like the quality content now. It is good. It's a joke. You're like, it's politically incorrect to have an Indian accent. I love Indians that are patriots. But I make fun of everybody, and I'm going to do it because we're not going to follow your politically correct rules anymore. You got it? I'll talk like Yosemite Sam.
Well, I'll talk like this, like Sandor, if I want to. Or I'll talk like... Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth. You've got it. We see the earth now. You've got it.
Meet Ian Free. Now, Ina Free, former child star, bounced around Hollywood playing the part of a child many years after he wasn't a child. In movies like Rocky III. Yes, you can't make that up. And now he goes around calling for everybody to be censored off the internet he doesn't agree with. And so this is doing some study on this guy. You go to San Francisco, the whole ruling class at Google and these facilities dress like women and clowns now. So this is kind of his good behavior outfit. And that's why you have lawsuits that are going forward. Or that poor little boy, I just imagine the hell he went through in Hollywood. And that's just some, wow. Well, we got to pray for his soul. There's probably nothing left there now, whatever's running him. Whatever deep star system it comes from. But let's continue back to what I was getting at. He's out here now, not just a child star, and now not just a man that says he's a woman. He now, ladies and gentlemen, is a censor. But literally 50-1 down votes, thousands of negative votes, only a few positive votes. And everyone is saying things like, I just threw up in my mouth as he interviews the head of Google. Hate speech doesn't exist, just speech that some authoritarians don't like. Wow, this is beyond weird. That fat guy dressed up as a woman, clown world. What the F is this? Is this The Onion? Is this Brian Stelter and drag? Is this a parody? This is every comment. Dr. Camshot, please. This is every comment. I read hundreds of these. Every comment, ladies and gentlemen, is extremely flipped out. No one can believe it. So zoom in on these and look at these comments. This is really happening. Now let's go to the next ones. These are really small. Zoom in. I hate YouTube. I hate Axios. Go away. What is this, man? I just feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. You guys cannot stop free speech, period. The more you push this leftist agenda, the more people are getting red-pilled. I was one of them. You guys will lose this battle. Wait, this isn't a joke video? These two, and it goes on. Lost everything, including my mother, when I fled Cuba to come to the USA where I thought people were free to express themselves, where people were protected by the Constitution. Shame on you, Axios. Oh, my God, I wasn't expecting that. The video should have a trigger warning. I'm glad they dropped that don't be evil thing. Expecting Western values, and it goes on. I'm not going to read the really mean ones. Zoom in some more, please. Also, that's a man, baby. This was a skit on SNL, and it goes on to make fun of it there. This dude is Chris Farley in drag. Ina Fried. You don't pass, not even close. The attempt is hysterical. Sundar Pichai is an authoritarian, and anyone that isn't a devout follower of progressive dogma must be silenced for wrongthink. People like him, Susan, head of YouTube, whatever her name is, and the other Silicon Valley authoritarians will be the reason for their platform's much-deserved downfall. Next person, Clown World. Google hates speech. The company's end will be a good thing. That's right. The only real hate speech is those that hate speech. Am I in an alternate universe? I can't tell. Trump 2020. What can you tell this creature is lying before the lips even move? It goes on and on, folks. I'm not going to read hundreds of these on air. But you get the good news that humanity is rejecting it. Humanity is saying no to it, no matter how much they push it. So why then is the Austin American statesman promoting small children being bused in the field trip to the gay pride parade? Why is California saying your children will go to gay sensitivity training, whether you like it or not? You can't opt out. Because it's the religion. And that's what these systems push. And there's Mr. Fried, or Mrs. Fried, or whatever it is, Fried, with the cat lady glasses, with the little girl at their pride parade. There it is. My visibility is revolution. There with all the cute little dolls for children. Hi, children. Come to me. I was a child star. I was a child star in Hollywood for decades. I played a child even after I wasn't one. Man, you look at the MO on this. About 50,000 red flags shoot up. So we're done talking about this individual, but here's Sundar Pichai. Let's start it from the beginning, who just is totally blown away as he talks and is being criticized for not doing enough censorship because we're being so mean to sweet little Muslims. Here it is.
A good place to start is YouTube, and obviously it comes up a lot. What goes through your mind when you watch a video like the recent one? You had this teenager what appeared to be donning Muslim garb, spewing a lot of anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic, homophobic hate. What goes through your mind when you see a video like that and see that it's gotten 350,000 views?
You know, I don't know all the details of this specific video, but in general, look, I mean, all of us, you know, none of us want harmful content on our platforms. I think last quarter alone, we removed 9 million videos from the platform. More recently, we have
introduced... I'm going to hit pause.
Just like
50-1 negative votes on the video. Everyone hates you. Everyone knows you're authoritarians. And so it may trick kids that you're not threatening when you dress up like a cat lady. But adults know, oh my God, that is like a horror movie character. I mean, I'm not saying this guy's a child molester. But I do think very high probability, living in Hollywood, being a child actor, that small, going through all that, that you were probably abused, or at least the Hollywood folks tried to abuse you. It's rampant. It's known that the actors that go far are passed around like sex dolls. But when you have a bunch of children's toys around you and you're acting like a woman and everything else, the people that drive the rape vans dress like women and have little dolls that try to talk to kids, and I've got puppies, I've got ice cream. I mean, this is like... this is the 101. They've got this big FBI video out. It's got like 15 million views that was put out by Wired about how to tell what somebody is by their body language. They don't go out for body language. It's off the way people dress and how they act. That's the MO. It's called profiling. And anybody that profiles Silicon Valley and all these people is that it is a collection of classical predators. And they want your children. They want to indoctrinate them. They want to confuse their sex gender. They want to be the parents They want to run your life. Let's finish up with this person.
More recently, we have introduced, you know, just like today we do this in search, we rank content based on quality. And so we're bringing that same notion and
quality
to YouTube so that we can rank higher quality stuff better.
And this is quality.
Prevent borderline content.
All the YouTube pedophile stuff's quality, huh?
Policies which need to be removed, but which can still cause harm. And so we are working hard. It's a hard computer science problem. It's also a hard societal problem because we need better frameworks around what is hate speech, what's not, and how do we as a company make those decisions at scale and get it right without making
mistakes. There you go.
You've talked about the progress that's made, but I feel like every other week we're talking about something really bad, whether it was, you know, with the Notre Dame fires and 9/11 footage showing
up. Pause.
It feels like...
You've got Muslims running around saying burned out, thousands of churches burned by Muslims, then it's a clear cover-up. They won't, and we just question and say, is it Muslims? That's an attack on us directly. Because this person that looks like a praying mantis says that they want to restrict your speech. We're going to come back with Bob Barnes to get into this and more, and the latest on the ships that are on fire and potential of war. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcast I'm engaged in, I just don't plug. And when I don't plug, we don't fund the operation. So I just want listeners to know that I'm very thankful to all of you. I'm very appreciative. And I'll just say it. Please don't forget, without you, we're not here. And we're not going to compromise. We're not going to back down. Trump has signaled major actions against big tech, both publicly and privately. I'm going to fill you in on that next segment. Robert Marnes, one of our favorite guests, constitutional lawyers, and be with us a couple segments. Then I'm going to host a little bit into the next hour with Matt Bracken today. We've got some very special guests tomorrow in studio. I'm just going to leave it at that for you. But a lot of big stuff happening here tomorrow. But I want to slow down for just a minute or two and invite listeners to really make your life better. And at the same time, know that the action you're taking in making your life better has a win-win 360 event involved in it. BuzzFeed, 2 years ago, tried to shut us down, went and had all of our products tested, and they found they all passed California standards, which almost no one can do. They're 900 times stronger than the second strongest systems, and that's the European Union. So they're 1,000 times stronger than Texas standards. There's more toxins in the air than you're allowed to have in these products. That means non-detectable toxins of any type. Very expensive to get it certified like that. Methylcobalamin. We signed a deal with a 2-year contract to bring you twice as strong methylcobalamin that is medical grade. Don't inject it, but that's what it's the same as. 1/10 of what's in this bottle that you get from a doctor to inject costs like $100. This normally costs $29.95. You take it under the tongue, you get a lot better absorption than you would get by just swallowing it. So it's the second best way to absorb it. We signed a 2-year contract. We got a better deal on it and a lower price. And they said, listen, we can double the strength. We doubled it. So it's double the strength of the original Secret 12. It's Ultra 12. And we sold out of it all. But I saw it selling out really quick when it came out. I said, God, people are crazy about this. They know what a good deal it is. So we doubled the order, and an 18-wheeler of it showed up yesterday. And I was at the warehouse signing some paperwork last night, and I saw it pulling in. I said, oh, that's the Secret 12. But double strong, the Ultra 12. I said, I'm going to give a bottle away of that for free. Because you think 12-hour energy or 6-hour energy or any of this stuff gives you any energy. It's dirty energy. You don't just get energy from speed or from caffeine. You get it from the building block of the body, and that's B12, organic B12, methylcobalamin, the type you actually absorb. And so why would I take something that we were in the red the first 4 months of this year, and this got in and people knew how great it was, and they bought so much of it, went in the black. And I said, but what if I sell half the load for free? Everybody sees how great it is for energy and stamina and focus and libido and everything else, a key building block. And then they'll love it. And so we're doing it. Free bottle of Ultra 12 with every purchase of the 8-pack power stack, which we launched a few weeks ago, and I've been so busy, I've never even told you about the 8-pack power stack. It's four new formulas, 13 pills. You take half in the morning, half at night. They're in the little packs. They go in your lunchbox, go in your truck. Give them to people. They're great. Wake Up and Work is the best formula you're going to find anywhere for flex and joint support, energy kickstart formula, krill oil formula that supercharges it all, a nootropic brain formula, and a green detox formula. That's in the morning. Incredible. One handful, bang, it's down. Then at night, rest and recover. We'll put that back on screen. Rest and recover. And all the things it's got. An immune support formula, a sound sleep formula that's excellent as well, a krill oil formula that's great for nighttime, and a bone support formula. These are for people that are like me that forget to take all the great stuff we've got. Well, it's all just in two convenient packs. We put $25 in a box of this. No one's ever put $10 in something like this. And still people get great results because vitamins and minerals are so good. Even adulterated, watered-down crap. This is all pure amazing. We're selling it at 50% off with a free bottle. So all told, I'm close to losing money on this, but I want you to be blown away by the 8-pack Power Stack Daily Care that you get at 50% off and a free bottle of Ultra 12. Little secret about marketing. I don't follow marketing. I do what I like. I'm a maverick. Everybody knows that. Some good, some bad. But I want you to see how great 8-Pack Power Stack is and habitualize you to use this and to love it and get great responses and become a regular customer. But I also know that when you use Ultra 12, you're going to use it over and over and over and over again and love it. Free bottle of Ultra 12 with 8-Pack Power Stack, Daily Care, 50% off. You cannot. This is undoubtedly the best deal we've ever offered. And it's amazing, and I promise I'm only running it until next Friday because we think we'll probably sell half of our Ultra 12. We won't get more in for 3-4 months, and I want to be able to keep it at regular price until that point. So thank you all who bought Ultra 12. Thank you. But here's other people's chances to get it for free at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's shift gears to Bob Barnes. I appreciate him holding 15 minutes. I got behind today, and it got compounded. I wanted to get you on yesterday, but I couldn't. On this latest disinfo. We'll talk about that next segment. But I separately wanted to get your take on Trump's tweet that Twitter better watch it and that there will be repercussions and he's coming after him. I've got the inside baseball on that. I know you've got your ear to the ground. What do you make of this?
Well, he's starting to accelerate, and I think it's been critical that he do so because first he met with him, which is, you know, his protocol, his procedure. It did not change things. And then after that, he has now accelerated it to his son and other people who are making public statements. And now he himself is making, and he was making statements at public events. And now he's using the Twitter forum to do so, to use Twitter to talk to Twitter directly to the world. And so I think that there's a strong indicia that he's going to take meaningful action sometime over the next 6 months before the election season, above and beyond the antitrust investigations that are ongoing, in order to make sure that something meaningfully happens here. Because if they don't take action, if the president doesn't take action, it's clear they're going to meddle and manipulate the election outcomes by silencing, suppressing, and censoring the most important pro-Trump voices in the social media sphere. And it's the only way he can lose. He's not going to lose in a straight-up race to Joe Biden that's honestly conducted. The only way he can lose is if his audience is not there to promote his message and his ideas and the American patriotic ideas to the country. So if he's serious and sincere about re-election, then he needs to take action on behalf of the free speech rights of all Americans, or all of us are in jeopardy, both his re-election opportunities and our free speech rights.
When we come back, we'll get more into this, and we'll shift gears into the attacks on us, which are really unprecedented, not because it's attacks on us, but because it's a window into larger game plan of these individuals. Robert Barnes is my guest. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's what people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew the censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Things go there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, security expert Matt Bracken, a particular expert on Iran. I believe Iran is behind the attacks on the ships. I'll tell you why next hour. An exclusive video from the first hour, I broke it down, has been posted to InfoWars.com and Newswars.com. And as of the last time I checked, no one from the State Department, the White House, the Pentagon is saying Iran said in April and May and June, over and over again, even a week ago, we're going to blow up ships in the Strait of Hormuz if you put sanctions on us. And they did it. And now they're acting like they didn't because they want to make it look like the U.S. strikes them first. This is pure terrorism, absolute Iranian, Persian-type thinking, very sophisticated. They did it while the Japanese leader's there so that we won't attack because he's there right now. This is very sophisticated. They have taken credit for it before they did it. And so we're going to talk about that coming up with Matt Bracken. Getting back to Robert Barnes, I want to shift back to where you think Trump's going with all this. But first, let's hit this. They have a former U.S. attorney appointed by Obama who did bring down the governor of Connecticut. That's quite a feat. I've looked into this individual closely. And what they're doing in our Connecticut case on Sandy Hook, which is going to affect everybody, is they keep acting like we're holding things back, we're not. And they're using, and I mean this nicely, the ignorance of the judge, because I don't know a lot of this IT stuff, to keep saying that we don't have things. And I really want to make a statement to the judge. I'm tempted to get on a plane for the next hearing and bring my IT folks, who are smart but not experts on Google, to explain. As you know, she ruled yesterday that we need to give them the Google files. Well, we've never printed files off Google other than general traffic stuff and some demographics about men or women and the percentage. And to have them all over the news saying, oh, yes, the judge agrees Jones is hiding things and engaged in obstruction and all this is a fraud and a lie. And quite frankly, this guy's going to be out here deposing me in a few weeks. I can't wait when I walk in that room and be like, hey, dude, you're the one that lives off these dead kids. I barely ever talked about it. In fact, the Google Analytics, we're glad we looked at it. It shows less than, 0.2%. I mean, and that's all of it since then. I've talked about it a lot more because they made me talk about it. But this, and we looked at that in there. And it shows that. So anything they come up with is a fraud. And I wonder if they've done a parallel construction, or I wonder, they got really freaked out in court. And obviously, we're going to find out who's funding them. We obviously know. We're going to let them perjure themselves. You talk about real perjury. I don't think these guys know that we're not experts at marketing and stuff like they say we are. But we are experts on taking on organized crime. And that means real organized crime, like Hillary Clinton and like Barack Obama, who's in bed with Hezbollah. And so I just don't think it's not a threat to these people. It's just that I just can't believe they're projecting onto me who they are, that they're projecting onto me that I live off these families when I barely ever talked about them and they play edited tapes of what I really said. And that's why they're so pissed, is they realize they don't have a damn case. But it's just dealing with them and watching what they do. I believe they're involved in some type of parallel construction. What do you think?
Well, there's no question that there's a false premise of the suit. Because the suit in Connecticut is entirely predicated on the assumption that this was a analytically market-driven product, that this was not about independent authentic ideas or independent perspectives of the world, that instead that it was entirely driven heavily just by Sandy Hook. And the reason why I have reason to believe that they know that allegation is false from the inception is that they have, quote-unquote, media experts that are working with them, that are aligned with them, that are supporting them in different respects, who have reviewed, according to their own sworn testimony, all the websites, all the web pages, all the broadcasts. You have people like Media Matters who are watching and recording and transcribing every single broadcast. So they knew there was no marketing tie-in to anything related to beliefs and issues debating Sandy Hook. Because they saw the broadcast themselves. They saw the web pages themselves. They searched the broadcast themselves. They searched the web pages themselves. And there was no advertising or marketing specific to Sandy Hook ever. There was nothing tied into it. Not only that.
So Norm Pattis is a smart guy, but he's a busy guy. What are we going to tell the judge? Like, judge, These people tell you I'm this villain. They tell you I live off these dead kids. They're the one that sued the dead teacher and all these heroes and people, you know, these lawyers, these creatures. And it's just, we're not who they say. There is no evidence because it doesn't exist. That's what's so frustrating is, as you said, they know none of this is there. You've spent over a month here in our offices over the time. There's no planning. There's no marketing. It's all research. It's all guess. It's all analysis. It's all going out and videotaping stuff. What's our research? We think it's wrong that people from the Congo with one of the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever are just by the thousands being brought up. We go videotape it. It becomes national news. Where's there is no marketing. Our news is our news. What I think is important. You've been around here just for the audience to know. Have you seen any calculation, any premeditated of anything?
Not at all. In fact, everything at the program is focused entirely on news content. Ideas, spreading ideas, sharing ideas, researching ideas, investigating ideas, challenging establishment narratives, challenging political narratives, challenging the political power structure. That's the obsession of everybody who works there. To be frank, from a business perspective, there probably should have been marketing analytics and business studies and things like that, but you've never cared about that, never focused.
Well, let's be honest. You saw my taxes. I've been totally overpaying like an idiot.
Oh, completely. And not only that, I mean, for example, there probably are, you know, product studies that could have been done. You never do that. In other words, you look at what you like in the real world.
But the products, too, aren't connected to news. I have hundreds of clips I didn't get to. I have stacks of incredible stuff here. I got Vladimir Putin saying the world's going to end. I haven't even played that today. And they just go, oh, Sandy Hook, you, because they all are so politically dumb. These few Democrat lawyers think that's how they get in the news. They don't even know that the analytics, I'll tell you the analytics, when we covered a Sandy Hook story, I was on Joe Rogan. They put out over 30 videos. The average video has 3 million views. One of them has 14 million or whatever. These guys, the marketing is, I go, Joe, no one wants to hear about Sandy Hook, but okay, open it. The Sandy Hook piece has 200,000 views. The next lowest one has like 1.5 million. That's analytics. And I don't cover something because I think it'll be big. I cover what I care about. But the analytics to these idiots is this. Everyone's sick of Sandy Hook, you dirty, stupid people. Using these poor families. My God, you bloodsuckers. I'm not the bloodsucker. I'm not sucking off the dead kids and the families. In my view and opinion, you're a bloodsucker. And it's just incredible, Barnes. I'm getting upset here because I am so sick of Sandy Hook, and I'm so sick of them saying I'm like, oh my God, Alex Jones. Did you know he named his son after Sandy Hook? You know, he pays for his toilet paper with Sandy Hook. All Sandy Hook ever did was cost me money. We had stations when I questioned it take me off the air, and we have the thank God we looked into the analytics. It actually shows that. So what are they going to do, Bob, when the analytics show what we're saying is true, which you'd already told me? You just say give it all to them. My issue is checking liability for what they can monkey with in there.
Well, I think, I mean, the reality of the way Google works is that Google tracks a wide range of data for their own personal purposes.
Well, that's my next point. I don't have access to hardly any of it.
Correct. And that's deliberate by Google. Google does not allow people to have access to that except on a subscriber basis and on a limited basis and on a search order basis. So this is not data that any private company can own other than Google. Because Google wants to monopolize that data because Google is using that data to monetize what Google does. One of the great myths out there that some of the courts have bought into is that these big tech companies are offering free services. No, they're not. Google is monetizing the information for their own personal purposes. Anytime any human being searches Google, they are giving Google their personal private information, which Google will in turn monetize. And that's what Google does. This is Google's assets, Google's data.
I know. And so what do I, because I don't even know how to respond to this judge. Like, I don't even know how this stuff all works. I've barely ever looked at it. And they're just like, give us the Google. Well, we aren't even able to give you the Google. What does that even mean?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, right? Chuck, and I don't want to spend much more time on this, and I kind of went into a rant. But when I got sued by the Sandy Hook folks in Texas and in Connecticut, five different lawsuits about a year and a half ago, I knew Hillary came out and made that who I was and focused on that in the campaign. But I thought, okay, the lawyers involved, though, might actually be drinking the Kool-Aid. They might actually believe in the bull. No, they know. They know I hardly ever talked about it. They know we don't have all this stuff. They know we didn't sell anything Sandy Hook related. They know that I didn't get up there and lie and question public events and false flags like I questioned today. Was this staged with Iran? There's been so many staged events before. And they know I didn't create questioning it. They know it's totally American to do what I did. So they project this idea that I'm made all this money off Sandy Hook. And then when there's no evidence of that, they just keep demanding, well, give it this, or give that, or any company we're ever connected to will give us all their data, and that'll show what you did, so they can try to misrepresent it to people that aren't technically informed. And that's really what I believe is going on here, is a deliberate attempt to deceive the judge. And I'm not even worried about my particular case. I'm just running into the political class and just how bottomless they are and how bad they are and how the media works in concert to do this for this electronic lynching. And then in my name, they're on NPR and everywhere going, we just wish he'd stop sending people to their houses and saying it didn't happen. If he just apologized, and it's all a lie. They know that years ago, I said, well, even before they sued me, I said, well, if your feelings are hurt that I questioned, I apologize. And they go, oh, you admit you lied. And then it just goes on and on, the coordinated garbage. And then in my name, these politicians and these talk show hosts like John Ronson, who's do never interview him, folks. He will lie to your face. He will edit stuff. Incredibly deceptive. They try to murder the truth, and then they say you're the one doing it. So I want to digress into some more important things, or stop digressing and get into more important things happening in the world and censorship. But I think this is really a sign of desperation by these folks. What do you think, Robert?
Well, there's no doubt that there's this attempt to try to create the impression of you as being that caricature character from Homeland. And the media has tried to highlight aspects of any aspect of the litigation in a way to highlight that component, even though it's completely and utterly false. I mean, now you've had teams of lawyers come down and you gave them full, unfettered, unlimited, unrestricted access to all of your data and information, gave far more access than any client I've ever known to do or any other business I've ever known to do in litigation of a like kind. And all of them came to the universal conclusion, and all of them have in some form either attested under oath or directly to courts, that the assumptions that of the lawsuit in Connecticut are simply false. There was no big marketing plan around Sandy Hook, and that's evident by one primary fact. 99.98% of all news coverage and information during this time period from 2012 to 2018, the time frame covered under the suit, under the various suits, had nothing to do with Sandy Hook. And of the 0.002% that had anything to do with Sandy Hook, 90% of that was about the politicization of it, was about Big Pharma, was about whether there was a Freedom of Information Act cover-ups going on in state authorities in Connecticut, which the Connecticut Supreme Court ultimately confirmed, whether or not there was the politicians were saying things appropriately. I mean, what's fascinating in this is a lot of information has come out about what politicians were covering up in Connecticut, including the fact that they failed to provide basic security techniques and mechanisms for their own teachers to protect their own kids. My nephew does some of this work where you always now in schools provide for schools to be able to lock the doors, each teacher be able to lock the inside of the door so that they can protect their own students in case any kind of violent incident takes place. In Israel, of course, they train and arm the teachers to avoid terrorist events in their schools, and they've had extraordinary success defending their schools that way. Yet that's not what happened at Sandy Hook. And what's amazing is if the media would have done its job and meaningfully done inquiries, they could have exposed this fact about what the politicians were covering up in Sandy Hook at the time. And I guarantee you every school in America would have had that safety mechanism put in place the very next day or within a week. That didn't happen. There may be schools right now that are in danger and that are not safe solely because the media decided to make the issue of one about guns. Not an issue about school safety. Not an issue about Big Pharma. Not an issue about politicians going cheap and covered up for their own basic failures that left these kids in harm's way, that left these teachers in harm's way, that left these security individuals and others that were there in harm's way because they did not have the means to defend and protect themselves and to protect the children in their care. And instead, these politicians, similar to what happened down in Florida. I mean, the big difference in Florida was that when Parkland, when they tried to blame just the gun, people pushed back against that narrative, seeing what happened in Sandy Hook, and what happened? It exposed major law enforcement malfeasance and misconduct and what happened.
Well, let me add to that. We had three students on the day after it happened. And one of them, I forget his name, he was black. We had to look his name up. CNN said we hired an actor. So they say that we're saying they're hiring actors. We're not. Jalen Martin, we got to get him back on. Please get him back on. They go on CNN and say he's not a real student. Turns out he was. Because he said, I watched the police stand down, and I watched the security guy stand around for 10 minutes. Well, that all turned out to be true. So instead, CNN then says, we're using actors. Then they say, take him off YouTube. He says no one died. That wasn't true. We broke that the police stood down. So their answer was, again, in my name, to say that no one died. I mean, this is next level, my friend. This is next level.
Absolutely. And really, so half of what's going on here in the, by the press and by the politicians is a hit job on you, as has been admitted by other high-profile members of the press to me personally. But the other half of it is the press and the politicians' gun control agenda, which is, in order to blame guns only, they have to hide evidence about other culprits. That's why they're not talking about Big Pharma. That's why they're not talking about Hollywood celebrating serial killer kind of activities and films and other TV cultural impacts. That's why they're not talking about school safety mechanisms that could make schools truly safe and thoroughly safe. They're not talking about adequate law enforcement response as arose as an issue in Parkland. They're not talking about this cult of personality that the media has helped develop ever since Columbine, that's triggering repeat and copycat people doing it.
Exactly. They hype school shootings up so it's an option in someone's mental menu.
Exactly. And they know this. They know Jake Tapper has talked about this and is finally starting to say we shouldn't be using the person's name. We shouldn't be celebrating him. What the left wanted in the United States was the response that New Zealand gave, which was talking about banning all guns, talking about.
And they know they've been using and promoting and hyping school shootings to get guns while ignoring all the real causes. They feel guilty, so they want to make me the Homeland character that made all my success off them, and they all know it's a damn lie. And the truth is, it's them. It's pure projection.
How many kids did they put in harm's way by not fully developing the investigative research and review to show what was really happening in Sandy Hook and in other school shootings? By, you know, had they meaningfully dealt with the cult of personality they were creating that people like Cassandra Fairbanks have documented in detail, if they had meaningfully dealt with basic school safety techniques that they chose not to utilize in that place because politicians wanted to save a few cents and line their own pockets instead effectively by what they were doing, if they had meaningfully dealt with Big Pharma and the impact of the lack of treatment, effective treatment for a wide range of people, part of it relates to homeless explosion in the United States. The left's response has not been adequate to deal with people who are mentally ill.
So let me ask you this. Where do you think, not my cases, where does this go in the general? Because everywhere in the news, and we're getting calls and we're getting messages and people are like, why are you saying you think Iran did it? You know, you're the false flag guy. No, I always just question, could this be staged? Because I have a stack of historical documents where we and others have staged attacks on ships to get us into Vietnam, to get us into World War One, to get us into the Spanish-American War. But that doesn't mean this is staged, because the mullah said, you cut off our money 2 months ago, we're going to blow up ships the Strait of Hormuz. They did it. Now, of course, they're denying it because they want us to strike first. But that when you say you're going to do something and then you do it, the Pentagon says, we believe they're about to do it a week ago, and it happens, I tend to side with the Pentagon on this. Because it's not like the whole Pentagon's bad. Sometimes bad generals stage things like LLMs. Sometimes they don't. I trust Trump on this. Trump doesn't stand to gain from this. We don't want war with Iran. And so, I mean, that's the reality. So the public's mad at me for saying I think Iran did it. But I'm supposedly Mr. False Flag. I'm not. I really tell people what I think, Bob.
Oh, precisely. And I think if you compare it to, if you put InfoWars coverage of major war-related events, and your discussions of it, going back to 1991 as a 17-year-old, discussing these events on ham radio and then on public access and then on talk radio and now through the InfoWars network, you can contrast that to the New York Times. The New York Times doesn't come out of the winning end of the misinformation, correct information battle. The New York Times told us that babies died in incubators and to get us into Iraq War One. The New York Times told us that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The New York Times predicted various aspects of things related to 9/11 that proved that false, and books like The Looming Tower and the rest. You go all the way back. The New York Times has a notorious history of promoting propaganda and misinformation to get us into wars, while InfoWars has been more accurate, far more accurate than the New York Times has ever been.
And they want to project all their inaccuracy onto us. Let's finish up that Matt Brack is taking over. Hour number four. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.